Hello there. Well, this is going to be another short episode. I swear I'm getting closer and closer to getting myself back in order, but it is a process. It's bizarre sometimes how the human brain works. It's like sometimes when you're feeling pretty good naturally, that's when you decide to fuck everything up by artificially inducing a higher state. Then you crash and you feel terrible for a bit. Yes, it's the oldest story in the book. It's an utter cliche, and I don't want to become a cliche in the end. What do they say? Cliches are cliches because they are true? Well, I prefer the quote from the big-time movie producer Samuel Goldwyn, "Let's make some new cliches." And Forrest Gump said life is like a box of chocolates. Well, maybe that's true if like three-quarters of the box of chocolates is filled with rotten candy and dog shit. Life is kind of more like the game Jenga. You're forever trying to reach new heights, succeeding at times, and then the whole thing comes crashing down. But let's try to be hopeful. And can someone please play the opening song for me?
You are my density. You are my density.
Okay, time for some interesting stuff I've read recently. And a few fun but terrible movies I've seen lately, and maybe a song. Who knows? This episode is going to be a little bit of a freestyle. Speaking of freestyle, there's a great clip of a young Notorious B.I.G. in a street battle rap where he freestyles, "Yes, it's me, the B.I.G., competition rapper ever since 13. The video clip is from 1989, which was one of my favorite years ever. Anyway, back to some stuff I've recently read. Here's a fun tidbit. So the Latin name of the male sex gland is the testes, T-E-S-T-I-S, which is kind of related to the Latin word testimony. And get this, I shit you not, in ancient times, when a man took an oath, he would place his hands on top of his testes. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Can you imagine if we still did that? Okay, will the defendant please rise? Okay, place your hand on your testes. Do you swear to tell the whole truth? I'm not exactly sure what they did when they had women testify, though. And this headline, for some reason, just cracked me up. It's so Los Angeles. Here it is. Actor Jerry O'Connell's wallet and phone stolen during class at LA Yoga Studio. First of all, is this really news? And secondly, it just cracks me up the fact that this dumbass got his stuff stolen while he was doing yoga. Another recent story similarly speaks volumes about the times we are living in somehow. So I really don't know shit about Burning Man. I guess it's some like week-long event where I don't know, people do drugs and fuck and dumb stuff. But something about this story almost seemed like something from The Onion. And here it is. A father of four was run over by a cyber truck while meditating at Burning Man. I mean, it seems like a cyber truck is the antithesis of the Burning Man ethos. And it just gives me another reason, like I need it anymore, to never go to Burning Man. And not completely related, but I read a nifty quote from the philosopher Will Durant. "From barbarism to civilization requires a century. From civilization to barbarism needs but a day." In health news, okay, listen to this. Some damn tick is causing an increase in, get ready for the weirdest name ever, alpha-gal syndrome. And no, this doesn't cause gals to become dominant, like alpha. What it does is it causes a severe allergy to red meat and other animal products. Historically, it's mainly in the southeast and central U.S., so California is safe for now. There's no treatment for alpha gal, and abstinence from red meat and dairy products is the most effective method of preventing worsening illness for those with this condition. To which I say, oh, hell no. No meat or dairy? I mean, what's left to live for? So alpha gal, stay the hell away from me. That's one gal I don't want to meet. Yes, that was a terrible joke. And I read a great ending paragraph from an article about stress in this modern age. Check this out. We're all carrying invisible stressors. We're also all potential sources of relief for one another. In a world obsessed with self-optimization and individual wellness solutions, the most radical act might be the simplest one, noticing when someone else needs help and then providing it. Isn't that nice? But lately, I've been watching like the dumbest movies I can find, a lot of spoofs and stuff. I watched 2008 superhero movie, kind of a Spider-Man takeoff with the Disney star Drake Bell as our hero, along with a young Kevin Hart and the always funny Leslie Nielsen. It's dumb as shit, but I did laugh a lot. It's got tons of sight gags, fart jokes, and just stupid stuff. I also watched 2008's Disaster Movie with a largely unknown cast. It's got Kim Kardashian. She's terrible in it. And the pretty funny Ike Barinholtz is also in it. I laughed a bit, but Disaster Movie is overall a disaster. It's got this awful running like Amy Winehouse gag. And there's also a Juno-type character, which is funny for about 2 minutes. So yeah, I can't recommend that one. And then I watched Stan Helsing from 2009, in which our hero, played by Steve Howey, is Stan Helsing, a relative of the monster hunter Van Helsing. Stan is kind of a stoner loser who works at a video store, and him and his friends get stoned and end up in a town filled with historic monsters, and Stan has to become the monster killer that he was fated to become. I mean, it's moderately funny if you're in the mood. Leslie Nielsen plays a woman in it, so that's always funny. And I didn't know much about this lead actor, Steve Howey, but he's kind of good. He's got a funny presence. But I do have some more serious movies that I plan on watching, so stay tuned for that. But quickly, circling back to superhero movie, I guess this Drake Bell guy is also a musician, and there's a little song of his in the end credits of Superhero Movie. I guess the song is just called, like, Superhero Movie Song or some shit. It's on YouTube, but nowhere else, really. But, man, it's catchy. It's kind of corny, kind of theatrical, but it's got some serious hooks. So I leave you with a little bit of that song. And yes, while the podcast this week largely sucked, just wait, because next week it's going to be really shitty. Just kidding. Don't worry, you're safe in my arms, because it takes your love to lift me up. It's safe to say you and I were always meant to be, so I will show you why I'm here to stay. Don't they know that I'll protect you? Don't they know they'll have to get through me?